We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Yud Omer Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top Yud Omer Aleph, end of the line. We were learning about different cases here in the Gemara that there's a Safek Chametz. If Chametz got into your house, they have to make a Bedikah. And we're comparing it to different cases in Shas where we have such Sfekas and we learn the Halacha from there. So there's another Halacha here. Tavor Echad Shal Chametz. You have one pile of Chametz. But in front of Beis Batim, and in front of that pile of chametz, you have two houses. Padukim, they both were checked the chametz already. Va'oz the achbar, and a mouse came, v'shokal, and he took from this pile of chametz, and he put it into one of these houses. We don't know which one. V'lo yadin ilahai ol, ilahai ol. And the nafkmin is, you have to recheck the house now. You don't know where it is. The mouse put it somewhere in the house. You don't know where it is. So Shaila is, you have to recheck the house, maybe both houses, because you don't know where, if sure went into one house, you don't know which house it went into. So the Gemara says, "Haynu shnei shvilim." That is the famous halacha of shnei shvilim. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Masechtas Tyrus. Shnei shvilim. There were two paths, echad tamei ve'echad tahor. One we knew there was someone buried on that path, and it went across the whole path. Someone walks across that path, he for sure is tamei. And one was tahor. V'halach ve'echad mehem. A person went in one of them. Va'asa Tyrus. Then he touched Tyrus. Ubal Chaver, his friend, Valach Vashani, his friend came and he went in the second path. So for one of them for sure is Tommy. And then Vasa Tyrus, he also touched Tyrus. So in this case, one of them for sure is Tommy. So what's the halacha? So Rav Yehuda, Imer, Yehuda says, Mishalu Zephni Asma, Zephni Asma, Tahirim. If they ask by them, but each one comes to Rav himself and says, what's the halacha? The Yatahar. Why Yatahar? So Rashi says, because we have a halacha. It's learned that from Saita Sofik Tumma B'Shusharabim Sveika Tahar. If it's a Sofik Tumma B'Shusharabim, the halacha is that a Sofik is Tahar. Learn that from Saita, that Saita where a Sofik, she's Aser because that's in a Shashiyachid. That's secluded. Anything in Shusharabim is Tahar. And Taisus Anida says that a little more, that there's a Chazaka, there's a Cheskas Tahir on a person which paskins a Sofik, which means since he was Tahar till now, that tells us that he's Tahar. He's tar now also. Val kaponim, if each guy comes to ask a shayla himself, he's tar. Shneim vasachas tameim. They both come at one time. The halach is they're tameim. Why? Because then it's tar to the sasri. They both come to shayla at the same time. He said, yeah, you're tar. It's tar to the sasri. You know for sure that one for sure one is tameim. So you can't say that the one that they're both tar because that's a stira. It can't be. Therefore, you tell them both are tameim. That makes sense because that's a chumru. Rav Yisrael. Ben kach tameim. Rav says no, they're both tameim. V'amar Rav, and Rav explains to Yehuda Rav Yosi that it's not as stark as you think. V'itamer Rav Yechonon, bevas achas divikol tameim. They both come together. Everyone agrees it's tameim because that's a stira to say that the tahar we know for sure one is tameim. V'zeach as they come separately, divikol tameim. They're tahar. Why? Because each guy has a chazaka or a safek tameim shiravim. Each guy by himself is tahar. So if they come separately to ask a shayla, they're tahar. What's the machlekes Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda? They came to ask. One guy came. Reuven came to ask for him and Shimon. He says, "You know, Reuven says over story. I went in this path and Shimon in this path. What's the lacha of me? What's the lacha of Shimon?" That was the question he asks. Rav Yosi medamelei lebasachas. Rav Yosi compares it to a vasachas and says that was also if you ask the child this way, it's a tarte de sasri. Rav Yehuda medamelei. And Yehuda compares it to one after another. With there, one there's a chazaka or Safek Tumas Rabim that each one could be tahar. That's what Yehuda's medamet. And Rashi speaks out the infir of Yehuda, who says that it's called zechazeh when you ask for you and your friend. The Rav shouldn't answer. Yeah, you and your friend are tahar. That's tahar disaster. Just the Rav just tell him you're tahar, and he'll understand that his friend's tahar also. So and Rashi fears us. What about now by our case by chametz? So it says, but our chametz has the same halacha shnei shvilim, that if they come together, then they both have to do bdika. They both houses come to ask the question. If one of them comes without the other, then you don't need bdika. And if the one asks the shayla for the other one, then it's machlekes. Tom machlekes rehesi ruda. I can ask me here. It's not safek tumah shiravim. Here it's a shiachar. It's in the house. So it's not safek tumah shiravim. So here Rashi says the reason is since it's because chametz derabanan you go lekulo. So that's why sveika is mutter. If they both come together, it can't be mutter's katat desasri. But if they come separately, then There's halacha of safek derabanan
lekula. There's another safek. It's
maybe the achbeir. Yeah, but the Gemara is not working with that assumption that the achbeir. So it's a good question. But Taisus on the bottom of Taisus Beis asks this kasha, and he says we're talking about a very big kikar. If you look at Taisus, the last words of Taisus Beis is a kula shemaitza amayri bekikar kol kachgadot lekel mei machalte. You can't say yeah. So it's a good shaila. What? By lechem, it could be leaves over. But the Gemara comes to the Gemara, you don't have to say that. It was only in the Havimim, it was one Teretz of the Gemara, had to say it like that. But the Gemara says, in Sof Moshe Devadai, the Gemara does not have to be mechalik anymore between meat and bread. So they could assume maybe the whole thing. But Taitz is saying that it was so big, and that's the okay, a new case in the Gemara. New Gemara. The Gemara knows all the cases of Sveikis and compared to other things. So a new case now. Sofik all, Sofik loy all. We see an achbar running with a piece of bread, and he runs into the chatzar, and we're not sure if he made it into the bayis. He disappeared from view before he got into the bayis. We couldn't see, so we're not sure. They go into the house or not. So Gemara says, "Hainu bika." That's the case of bika. What's the case of bika? Plukta the lesbar abonim. The Tanan. Look at the Mishnah. Hanichnas. We use the Mishnah in Tyrus. Hanichnas the bika meisak shamim. You had this plateau, these plains. There you had a bunch of different fields owned by different people, and we knew which one was whose. It was marked very clear which field was whose. One of those fields had a caver in it. Now, this fellow went on into the Bika, but he didn't know which field he went into. He didn't know which field he went into. One field sure had a caver, he didn't know which field he went into. Now, the halacha is that Tumah b'shusha yachid, Safik is Tameh. Here, since it's Moisak Shamim, and Moisak Shamim was when they planted the fields, no one walked on any fields in Meisek Shavim, because that was the very sensitive of the field, so no one walked there. That's why it says Meisek Shavim. Tumah is like a Shushu Yachid. It's dinner of a Shushu Yachid. So Allah is, Anichas Abikah Meisek Shavim, V'tumah was other plane. It's a Tumah one of the fields. V'omar, and one person, V'omar Echad, or Alachti Makam Allah, says, I went that area, those plains, that Bikah. I'm not sure if I went into that tzada. I know I went into that area. I went over that area, but I don't know if I went into that field that has the cave or not. Rabbi Eliezer metahir, v'chom metam. Rabbi Eliezer holds tar, v'chom holds tamei, because safek tuma v'shusha yachid. But Rabbi Eliezer says, no, here it's more like a svek sveka. Shoyer Rabbi Eliezer oimer, safek bia tar. If you're not sure if you went into that field at all, then you're tar, because two sveikas really. Safik if you went into the field, and even if you went into the field, maybe you didn't go over the caver. Safik maga tuma tame. But if it's safik, if you touched it, means you went into the field, you're not sure if you went over it, then you're tame. So that's what Chagas Velez and Rabbanim. So what in the world has it got to do with us? With the case of, remember, we're talking here a case where a little mouse ran into the chatzah, we're not sure if it went into the house. So here, Rashi is the end of the second middle wide line, the middle sized lines, the second line. It says, "V'gabi batim afilu rabbanu moidu the kivan the digas chamas the rabbanu to lekula." Even the rabbanu moide that you go lekula over here, because here it's a safik tumah. We see it's a safik, but there it's Torah safik tumah shiachar to go lechumra. Here it's talking about again. It's the rabbanu. Like the Morris is on top, Digas Chum is always the Rabbanon, because you do Bittel, since it's the Rabbanon, you go Le Kula. That's what Rashi says. So, what's the parallel in the Gemara? You just can't go back to this Gemara. So, what are you comparing to this Machlaikas? What do we want from the Machlaikas Bika? It's a Safi Rabbanon, Le Kula. We brought a whole Machlaikas in. What do we bring this in for? Hainu Pluk the Lezer Rabbanon? Okay, it's a similar case. We're not learning anything out from the case. What are we learning out from the case? It's Safi Rabbanon, Le Kula. So, some explain that Pshara is like this. It's a Shvera Pshat. But it sounds like this, that the Bika really is a chiddush, that it's called two sveikas. Because you can look at the whole Bika as one big plane, it's one area. So what if Reuven owns one, Shimon owns one field, it's one area of the fields. That's considered two places. The whole field is really one place. We look at it, you look at it, you know, the geography, it's really one place. And still we consider it a soft two sveikas, that I go into that field, and if I go into the field, that I touch it. Even though I went up onto that area, just that field is still a separate thing. So we see from there that even though it's one area, it's separate. So here also, when you have a chatzah with houses, maybe if you say you ran into the chatzah, yeah, I ran into the guy's property. So that's called running into the house. It's called running into the house. Kamas Ulan, that's not called running into the house. The chatzah is separate from the bayis. It's just like every field in this bika are separate. That's what we want from this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Next case. All ubadak v'loy eshkach. Let's say you have a case. The achbar, we see achbar takes a piece of bread, runs into the house, disappears from view, and now we gotta make a new bedika. We go and make a bedika, major bedika with your flashlights and everything, and you find nothing. V'loy eshkach. You didn't find anything. What do you do now? So pluk the mei rabbanon. Pluk the mei rabbanon. It's done. We went to the mishnah. Ha'ira mei ha'imer. Kol davar shebecheskas tuma. Anything that you know there's tuma here. Let's say you know that in this house someone buried an eifel. So halacha is the house is always considered tamei atchiyavad lacha tumah hechenhu until you find the tumah. V'chomer no boy degach megila sali. You check until you reach rak or karka basula or the ground that was never touched, and you know that it's not here. It's not here, and it must have happened. It must have disappeared. Someone ate it. Whatever it is, the oirev ate it. Like Rashi says, maybe a oirev or achbar ate it or took it away. A raven or Achim took it away. So that's Machlekes Rambei and the Rabbanon. If every time you have Tumah, if you look for it, you don't find it, could you be Mekel? And Zok Rashi, what about Bdikas Chametz? So Rashi says, in the first widest line, we got Bdikas Chametz, a filul Rameyer, Infir Rameyer, who here is Machmir, Amrina Achbar Ochla, Bdikas Chametz Rabbanon. Here you could say that if you don't find it, you could be Mekel. And here we understand why we're bringing down this case. We're showing you that such a thing, such an idea, that if you check for something and you don't find it, you could be Mekel. And we're saying by chametz, everyone agrees that you can mekel. If you check for something, you can't find it, everyone agrees that you can be mekel. That's the halacha. That everyone agrees that you can mekel. Now we're going to the next case. All ubadak. If you keep me cheshbon, what's the case? We had teisha chanuyos, we had two tziburim, we had one pile. Then we had the case of Suffolk all. Then we had a case of Suffolk all, and then we had this case, so we had about five cases, like six cases already. All ubadak. Let's say the achbar ran into the house, and you made a bedika, and you found it, gavaldik, you found a piece of bread, v'ashkach. Do you have to continue checking or not? Because you found it right away. Do you have to continue checking? Maybe this turns out the first check wasn't good, and now you found bread from last time, you still have to look for that bread. So, look at Rabbi Yamshin Gamil. It's like Rabbi Yamshin Gamil, the Tanya. Sodo shenevet ba kever, a field that a kever was lost in it. We don't know where it is. Hanichlas seicha tamei. You are always tamei. You walk into this field. You don't know if you maybe walked over the kever, walked over the seventh, over the kever, over the dead person. Nimsa ba kever. Bless you. Found the place where it was buried. The person was buried. Hanichlas seicha tar. Wash and yomei kever shavru kavash nimsa. The kever that was lost was the one that you found. Divrei Rabbi, the grave. This is the grave that you lost. You found it now. You have to check the whole sada. So here also, here Rashi doesn't say anything. So that means here also it's telling that machlokes. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you have to keep on checking your house. According to Rabbi, you don't have to check your house. Are you going to ask me what happens after one of the kula? So you don't ask the kasha. So cool. No, don't ask the kasha. The tzlach asked the kasha. The slach asks kasha. That's the kasha. Every gemara, Rashi keeps saying, "Soft around the kula." All of a sudden, over here, we're not going to have a kula. What? Yeah, you found it. You found it, right? So it's a
race.
Oh, so the teretz is here. You already will. You mevata the bedika. Since you made a bedika's chomis, and now once the achbar ran in, you mevata the bedika. Once you mevata the bedika, so then it's every bedika's chomis is soft around. So you still have to make bedika's chomis. So here. He's still making a bedika. That's what the tzlach answers and says, pshat, why here no one says anything, because it is totally machlekes here of Rebbe Yom Shimon Gamliel. Zok the Gemara Vayta, Hiniach tes umotza yud. You left, after you did bedikas chametz, you left 9 pieces of bread, umotza yud, and you found 10 pieces of bread. So this is an interesting case over here. You found more bread now. The next morning you find more bread. Plukta the Rebbe Rabbanon. Machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Talent and a brisa. This is talking about Maisa Sheni. You have a drawer where you keep your Maisa Sheni money. Hiniach money. You left the $100 of Maisa Sheni money to bring up to your Yerushalayim. The next morning you wake up and what's the Masayim? You found $200 there. Something's going on here. Zokt Rebbe. Chulin and Maisa Sheni were Rav Mzeh Bezeh Dvei Rebbe. We assume now this Chulin and Maisa Sheni are mixed together because we assume someone just put an extra $100 bill there. What do you do? Rashi says, what you do is take another $100 and you say, you paid it on it. So whatever the Maisa Sheni is from these $200 should go on this $100. But then Rabbi says, different Rabbi. This $200 is all chulin. Why? We say that the $100 of Maisa was removed and someone put in $200. And the Gemara is saying about Chametz also. If you put 9 and you find tomorrow 10, so you assume that the 9 was taken away, and these are a different 10, and you have to check for the 9. You have to check for the 9. So Rashi, the third wire, the 9 that you put down, ain't a con, it's not here anymore. Maybe a chuldah grabbed it away. That's a Rashi. Learns that it's mamish, it's like the same case. What?
I have two cases for variables.
Why?
He had 9 pieces of bread.
Right.
And he found another piece of bread.
Right.
Just for sure harvest.
Right.
If other case had it,
It's money. It's all money. The same type of thing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So what? So for what?
Which one is
Ma'aseh
Sheni? Everything is
the Kant. Okay, so therefore what? Rabban is saying if you have more stuff, you don't assume someone added. You assume it's a new thing. Here also. By Chametz also, you don't have to add it.
Because over here was not, one of them is
Peshon HaMashiach. It's a good chiluk. I had a question. It's a good question. Okay. Let's see the next case, also a similar case. Haniach Yud. Let's say someone left 10 pieces of bread. It's the second time we're having a sugi about 10 pieces of bread. This is where it could be comes from to put out 10 pieces of bread when you do big chametz. Haniach Yud, you finished with the chametz, you found 10 pieces of bread, and what's the teisha? Next day you find one is missing. Hainu sefer, that's a sefer, the tainu to the sefer. Haniach Masan, you put Ma'aseh Sheni money, $200. And what's the mana? Only found $100. So mana munach, mana muto, divrei Rabbi. You assume that's still Ma'aseh Sheni money. Just $100 was stolen, divrei Rabbi. The chametz ma kol chulin. Chametz said everything is chulin. Why? You say that this $100 is a new $100, and the $200 on Ma'aseh Sheni was completely stolen. Same thing here, Rashi says, that if you Rebbe that says, you don't have to do B'dika, because only after one Prusa. According to Rabbanan, you have to look for all 10. You have to look for, that's what Rabbanan said. That means even though you have 9 there, you have to look for all 10, because you assume it's a whole new 10. Now, this Gemara is an interesting Gemara because it says this idea that you might have a whole new thing. And even by my saying it's hard to understand. That's why you're saying it's a whole new package. So Titus brings down, the Gemara in Be'er really says that the case was that these prusos or these money were tied together. So therefore it's very hard to say that you have one without the other one. And that could be the case over here also by Chametz, that they were tied together. These 9 pieces were tied together. When you found it, Haniach Yud tied together, if you had 9 together. So you could assume they're two different things, and the 9 not part of the 10. That not only one missing, there's really 10 missing. That's the Taisus speaks to that from Gemara and Be'er. Doesn't fear it, I stay here, but I'll that will answer, just makes a little more sense.